The way most pronounce the first word of the first paragraph of the Haggadah is Ha Lachma Anya. However, in several versions, including the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, based on the writings of the Arizal, it is pronounced Hey. The Rebbe writes that the difference between them is not only in pronunciation, but also in meaning. Ha means this is. Hey means behold. The obvious implication of these words is that this, the matzah on our table, is the lachma anya that was eaten in Mitzrayim. So the girsa that pronounces it hey has no clear meaning and is understood only according to Kabbalah. The Arizal taught that the word hey is related to what Yosef said to the Mitzrayim during the famine, hey lochem zera, which also hinted at an instruction to circumcise themselves. This caused a strengthening of klipa, of the powers of impurity, and this brought about the spiritual foundation of Galus Mitzrayim, the exile in Mitzrayim. Although Yosef's intentions were positive, to spread an awareness of Kedusha and spirituality even to the Mitzrayim, since the Egyptians themselves were unworthy of this, this therefore increased an energy to Klipa. In Hey Lach Ma'anya, we are saying that the word hey, which Yosef had said when he said hey lochem zera and gave koyach to the Mitzrayim, that's what caused lachma anya, the galus, and eating the impoverished matzah in Mitzrayim. However, this is reversed through us inviting not only kol dichvin, anyone who is hungry, indiscriminately, similar to Yosef distributing food to everyone, but we insist as well, Yesei v'yifsach, to fulfill the halachis of the Seder night, maintaining the standards of halacha without compromise. In this way, we fix this mistake and we reverse the galus to geula. The words heilach ma'anya, which mean that this is the unleavened bread, really seem puzzling, because the matzah on our table is not the actual bread that was eaten in Mitzrayim. Sometimes it might taste that way, but the Magen Avraham quotes an answer to this question from Mari Breuna, who says that this is similar to the pasuk regarding the tzantzenes Haman, the jug of man that was set aside by Moshe, about which Hashem said that the purpose of it was leman yiru es halechem asher hechalti, so that future generations should be able to see the bread which Hashem fed us in the desert. Now obviously, the bread Hashem actually fed us in the desert was already consumed. Nevertheless, the pasuk refers to it as the same bread. We too can therefore refer to the matzah on our table as the same matzah the Jews ate in Mitzrayim. The Magen Avraham asks, however, that the example is not the same, because by the man, it was actually set aside from the same batch of man, so to speak, that was put into this jug. But the matzah on our Seder plate is new matzah that was baked just this year. The Magen Avraham therefore concludes that if someone wishes to say, kehei, this is like the bread, it's also okay. And the Alter Rebbe follows this ruling in his Shulchan Aruch as well, that saying kehei is also a proper way to read this paragraph. However, in his Siddur, the Alter Rebbe specifically writes, hey, this is. it would seem that the accurate statement should be kehei. Why do we not say that? The Rebbe explains that at the beginning of Magid, we are entering into the proper frame of mind with which we are supposed to say the Haggadah. Chayiv Adam lir'ois and lehar'ois es atzmai, ki'ilu hu ba'atzmai yatsa mimitzrayim. It's not a story of something that occurred in the past. It's something that we're experiencing here, now, tonight. This is the matzah which was baked in Mitzrayim that we are taking out of Mitzrayim together with us. The Malbim notes that while in Mitzrayim, our captors enslaved us with back-breaking labor. In our current exile, however, there are many countries where the Jews enjoy peace and equal rights to all citizens. And he explains this with a mashal. A king had an only child who misbehaved and conducted himself in a manner unbefitting for a prince. His father exiled him to a distant country where he was sold into difficult labor. The prince, broken and exhausted, wrote letters to his father begging forgiveness and help. His father's mercy aroused, he redeemed his son and brought him home. But after resettling into the comforts of the palace, the prince began to resume his earlier misbehavior, and the king was forced to sell him into exile once again. This time too, the prince wrote letters to his father, acknowledging his mistake and promising repentance and begging redemption. To test the prince, whether he was repenting only because of the crack of the whip on his back, the wise father decided, instead of bringing him home, to send him resources that will allow him a life of comfort where he was, and arranging it in such a way that the prince would not know that it was coming from his father. Now the king tested his son. If he would still maintain his entreaties to return home, even while in comfort, then the king would know that the repentance was sincere and that the prince had truly changed. Therefore we say, Hey lach ma'anya diachalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. Then we were subject to terrible oppression. But now, Baruch Hashem, our situation has improved. So much so that we are able to share with others. Kol dichvin yesi v'yechal. But despite our relative comfort, we still yearn every day for the Geula and beg of Hashem, L'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael, L'shana haba b'nei Chayrin.